Wake up with good vibes and variety.
Oh my God, that's brilliant. We gotta do that.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice, 97.3. Oh, we're going crazy with the air horn these days, huh? I like it.
We're a wacky morning show.
Yeah,
good morning, everybody.
Just throwing in some sound effects. You know. Yeah. It's nice.
Why do you have that right at your fingertips?
I have a million things on here. That's weird. Oh, Tom Cruise laughing.
Run. He's got a gun.
Yeah. We've really got it all here.
I wish we had more opportunities to use that one.
Yeah. We need more gun stories, Vin.
Yeah. Oh, my God. We love gun stories.
I can do plenty of those.
No, please don't.
There's a lot of them out there.
Yeah. Run. He's got a gun.
Yeah.
I'll take the bear.
That was a good story, though, that day.
Oh, my God.
It was fun.
It's the greatest story.
No.
Come on.
There have been better.
But those two girls.
What's that lady's name?
It's two ladies.
Maria.
Oh, that lady was great.
That was one of our greater news days of all time.
That was. That really.
It just kept going. Bye. Like, the more you dug into it, and wow. Newscaster in Alaska, everybody.
Just went bananas. It was so good.
When was that?
I don't know, like 10 years ago.
No.
Wow. When
Can't
was
be
it?
That long ago.
It was a while ago.
It was
before the pandemic, for sure.
It was?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll look it up.
Yeah. When did she have, when did Maria, what's her last
Athens.
Name? No, Maria Athens. When did she have her meltdown? I'm going to say 2017, 9 years ago. I mean, a decade is like these days.
You guys can talk about
no,
other
no,
stuff
I can't,
while
I
look
cannot
the,
wait.
I got
to
the
find
date.
Out.
I got the
wait,
date.
Oh,
it?
Good. Tell us.
Everybody guess. I said 2017.
I wasn't even here.
You have to still come up with it.
2014.
Oh, goodness.
I just saw, so I can't.
Oh, damn it. All right.
2020.
Yeah.
Oh. What, like the right? minute before we were working from home?
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. By the way.
October 2020.
Oh, my God. That was when we were at home. I totally picture us in the studio listening to that over and over. I cannot believe it. That's how authentic the work from home stories were.
Huh.
The situation was like, I used to love working from home. Just get up, put on a shirt.
Oh, I didn't even do that.
Mm. Well, I mean, I was on Zoom all day and people could watch it. I can't remember.
Mm.
Anyway, yeah, hi, you guys.
I didn't even do that.
I just went in my pajamas to my calls.
Nice.
But I didn't have to go on camera, so that was nice.
Oh,
that works out.
Yeah, the mayor resigned, the mayor of Alaska, who was caught in a scandal with that newscaster who had ties here to the Bay Area. Mayor Ethan Berkowitz put in his resignation in October 2020.
Mayor Ethan Berkowitz was found on an underage girl's website. God, she went crazy. It was so good.
Yeah. It was, well, it was
delicious.
And then there were pictures of her where she looked so pretty, and then other pictures you went, she looks like the devil. What is that?
Like that, she definitely
and then she
had
went
a crazy
racist
thing.
On him and murder, like full on profanity, racist phone messages to this guy, which
so
included
good.
Death threats.
Yes. She was just out of control.
So,
wild.
Yeah, I would say that beats the twins that talk alike at all times by a little bit.
A little bit. That's a good one, though. What other great stories have we done over the years? None come to mind. Only Ron, he's got a gun, and Maria Athens. Oh, it's fun. I have some good stuff today. We're going to start with a game. It's going to be super fun. And we're going to do games all day because we're playing Bridge the Gap today. Very exciting day because Scott Budman is joining us for that. He's going to play the game and then he'll hang out and do a whole little tech segment with us. which is always
fun. I love
fun.
The guy. Yeah, I'm absolutely
Bob's
stoked.
All excited because she gets to meet him. She's heard him on the air a bunch of times, but she's never
I've never
to meet
met him,
him
either. either.
You
oh,
haven't?
No.
He's a really nice man. Oh. And for the record, just so you guys know as you meet him, he's someone who has supported this show whenever, without even being like you don't...
Whenever.
We didn't like chase him down and say, please come out. He would come out. He would hang with us. He would promote the things we're doing. And every time I just felt like, wow, that's a guy who's got our back.
If we were in his area, every year we used to do that toy drive for Toys for Tots. And we'd do it from all these different locations all around the Bay Area. That's when back when we had like just deep staff. It was great. And he would always go to, you would be down in San Jose and he'd go down to your location and just hang out for a while.
Every time.
Yeah. So good.
Yep.
And he would stop by, like, anytime we were out on the street doing anything. Remember, he brought the first Tesla I ever saw, Scott Budman pulled up in it. And it was a Sportster?
The
Roadster?
Roadster, whatever it was. They don't make it anymore, but that was the first one, and we drove it.
Yeah, you took it for a little spin, didn't you?
Yep. Sure did. Super fun. Good times. That was pajama day or something?
Lazy day.
Lazy day. In San Jose.
Yes,
everybody.
Lazy day in San Jose. We did a live broadcast from like a rooftop pool, I think at the Fairmont.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess, was it our effort to not be lazy that day? Just like, oh, we're going to...
I don't know.
We're going to go crazy.
I don't know the angle.
Yeah. Well, no.
Any reason to party, though.
Right. Exactly. All right, well, we could get started on time. Unless anybody got something from yesterday that they want to share?
Don't you?
I actually...
Tell me everything.
No,
go on.
I don't.
What do you do?
I spend my days painting bottles. Like, I am...
What are you talking about?
That's what I'm talking about. See? We should just start.
Okay.
I have a congratulations to shout out.
All right.
West Virginia University women won the Big 12 tournament. It's a big deal.
Cool. Is the Big 12 like part
big
of
conference.
The March Madness?
They
stuff?
Will be in the tournament.
Oh.
But they won their tournament. So
I see. So there's
deal.
A women's March Madness.
Yes.
And when is March Madness? And when does that happen?
Next weekend.
Yeah.
Like it'll still start going into the selections, who's getting what positions and all that. And we'll get
seeding.
Our brackets. Yeah. Very soon. And it goes quick.
We'll do our brackets again like we did last year. I think Vin won last year.
It goes really fast. Like,
for me, it's literally a name-picking game.
Yeah.
I just go, oh, I like
you know what?
I like Duke
but
better than...
You're not alone. Men's and women's college basketball, as great as it is, isn't watched, like widely watched throughout the season.
Mm.
It's long. And then...
Only when they get to the finals.
When you get to this area, everyone suddenly plugs in and goes, I got to find it. It's kind of like, it's not as obscure as horse racing, but that's one of those where you don't pay any attention.
Yeah.
But
Kentucky
then
Derby comes
around. You show up and you sit down and you go, okay, what do we got? Who's riding what? And what's...
It's marketing, baby.
Mm-hmm.
March Madness.
It works.
It
gambling.
Does.
It's actually really just gambling.
I've actually heard that... guys will schedule vasectomies when they need a day or two off just to sit down and have peas, a bag of frozen peas on
It's
their
actually
junk.
A thing that the doctors came up with.
Oh,
that's speaking of marketing, that's marketing.
That is good marketing.
Here's a way to get your
couple days off so you can watch all the basketball
so you can sit
done.
Down. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Smart.
It is smart.
Because you just rattled it off and you don't even have those.
I don't. No.
And John didn't get.
No.
Right. But you know all about it.
Well, I do listen to you.
Oh, well.
I'm sure you reported it. I must have gotten it somewhere.
Every year, those doctors are out there saying, get it now.
It's a good idea, though. I mean, it's because they do say that the productivity loss during March Madness is kind of at a peak. Like that people are sneaking away to watch these games. I guess because they've got money riding on them. Is that what you're saying? Like that it's a big
gambling
thing?
Everybody does brackets.
For sure.
Oh, that's right. Just the bottom line is the bracket is a... What are we going to do? Are we all going to put money in?
I'm not doing it.
Why not?
Why?
Because I don't like it.
Okay.
All right.
But you know what? Thank you for being direct. with your feelings.
It's just like giving away money. You can't win. I can't win.
You could win. It's guessing.
But I can't. Yeah, it's guessing.
Yeah, but
you know what? Fill one out anyway and don't bet and see if you would have won.
I won't.
KLLC HD1 San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Here is a song, and then we'll be back right after this. Enjoy. It's a long one. It's like 4 minutes and 2 seconds.
Start your day off the right way.
Are you kidding me?
Spoiler alert.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Wake up.
Wake up with Alice 97.3.